What's it been like? I know you mentioned in French, you felt for the last month that with all the movement going on in your roster, you felt as if the elastic has been stretched a lot. What's it been like personally for you trying to juggle with all of these lineup changes with guys coming in and out of the lineup?
Stressful. I would use that word. It's been a lot of work trying like see who fits where. And the worst part of all that is that we don't even have practice time right now. So rest is so key right now because we played, it's our third week in a row with four games for 3 weeks in a row. So it's been very tough managing their energy level. And after last night's loss, I was like, oh man, that game that we lost against Belleville and Cleveland in the last 2 minutes of play, those games now are become so huge, you know. So it was important for us to win tonight, and it was a good effort from the players.
Despite that, you're still in a playoff position. Why do you think this team has been able to generate the results it has to still be in a playoff position right now?
I think the depth, I think over the summer, they signed they did a good job signing some players for True Rivers, and now they're here. So it's tough for them. You know, it's tough down there for them to get any players now because they're all up here. But those players gave this organization some depth, and it keeps our head above water when guys are called up or the COVID hits and stuff like that. Saint-Amans played well, Duchesne played well, Galipeau tonight, Amorosa. You know, guys that are in and out of the lineup have been playing hard and contributing to the success of the team.
And last one for you. What have you been doing, or what has your leadership corps been doing to properly acclimatize those players coming from 12KVL so they can fit in the locker room?
Well, I think we have a very easygoing locker room. I think we have a good bunch of guys. Everybody's pretty positive, and we try to keep it light in the locker room. There's good bunch of veterans that welcome the guys in, whoever it is, and I think it speaks to the leadership that we have in the locker room.
Hey Jeff, it seems from the start of the game that the team applied a game plan.
Yeah, applied the game plan. We took their speed away, which was very important for us to do, and they're a very fast team, and they have some guys that's got a lot of points. We tried to keep them to the outside as much as possible, move the puck quick, and we scored at the right times.
And the power play has been struggling as of late, this afternoon, especially the unit of yesterday. Like they played really well and even scored a goal. Like that must have
Yeah, it was a huge
alleviated
goal
some
for the
pressure.
power play. It's two now this week, and hopefully they get some momentum off of that. I thought the power play was really good tonight. We had a lot of chances, good looks, and like the guys were moving the puck a little faster. We're going to keep working on it. It's an important part of the game.
You used the word stressful about a minute ago. You're looking forward to your day off tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, looking forward to that day tomorrow and just stay home and relax. I might sleep in tomorrow. There's a good chance. Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Yeah.
Jared?
Hi, Jeff. You mentioned a couple times this year that when the goalie has a light day in the first half of back to back, you feel better putting him in for the second game. I'm guessing if you knew you were going to only allow 15 shots today, it would have made your decision to start Kevin a little easier.
Yeah, the least shots you put in, you can never tell in advance how many shots you're gonna give. But the proper thing is probably to split games. But with Primo, emergency call up, it was tough to do so. But Pooh did a good job on the back to back here, early back to back too, to played well, and our defense played well in front of him.
And you mentioned in French a little bit, or I think to Julian even that you the losses late in the games have kind of been on your mind. With a one goal lead for most of the game, when you got that second goal from Jesse, how did that feel on the bench?
Good. It was a relief. I like the way the game was going. I like our intensity and our momentum, and it was a big goal to make it 2-0. It was an important game for playoff status right now. Every point is very important, especially the way our lineup is. We have a lot of injuries, key injuries to key players. So, every point we could get is very important.